Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
Well, as a person who owns their own vehicle.
So it's a false statement to give fake news elsewhere, everyone. Anyways.
I would say the RC thing could work if like you marketed it as like a club.
Yeah.
It's like how Quill Reef is set up where it's a hotel, but it's not a hotel. Like, it's kind of like invite only.
I remember when we used to go in there for free and now they're talking about you can't come there. I was like, I know what in here looks like.
Right?
I've been here countless times. This is basically mine.
Listen, like practically raised there.
Right?
But like, I feel like you could market it that way. Like, if it feels like a thing that people can't get into so easy, it would kind of like build hype in a certain kind of way.
Like clubhouse.
Like, you have like a membership. You could do it more like it's like in like an underground event pop-up kind of thing.
Right? Like if you change the location about four times, like, okay, this is the location, meets us here, only members. And then you just, you know, you have a little thing like this. Yeah.
You hype it up on social media, so then you don't see what happened until like a week later when like the video production of it drops.
Yeah.
And like you see everybody else hyped up about this whole thing that you missed out on.
Check.
So like if you sell it that way, then all of a sudden it becomes this thing that, oh, I'm missing out on this.
Oh my goodness.
And everybody else is in here except for me. So even if I'm not interested in, like, the people that I'm interested in are at that. And I need to be there.
Yeah, this
if you could pull that off, you could get it.
When you were mentioning this, right, I'm like, yeah, and then we can do a video production, right? In my head, I'm like, I have something way more interesting with these RC cars. So you bring like a little tarmac, and you just put it around somebody's house, right? And then you tell people, like, this is the new racetrack. Oh, man, Jingle's house. And you just let off your loud RC car around the people in the house. So they turn on the light and they say, what in my yard? You grab your shit to run, and then people can see it on the camera. Like, these people racing around people's yard for real at night. That would be funny.
But imagine you could pull off, like, a race to St. John's.
Ooh. Because saying just like get that, real empty like 2 o'clock.
Yeah, like middle of the night and it's just
empty point. Streets. Yeah, that'd be sick. And you just have your little camera stuck up everywhere so you can catch them when they fly across.
Yeah,
that would be sick.
Couple GoPros set up and like that happened. And like nobody knows that this happened until
Daniel.
People just heard cars running at night and couldn't figure out what's happening on the street because they can't see it because it's so low.
Daniel and Evron.
Only to see the video drop later on and realize, yo, it's race. The men were racing just in dance. When is the next thing happening?
How good are you all at editing? Because this sounds like a solid idea. And you just make some decent ass videos or like street racing with RC cars in a hole. People in the States can't really do that because they don't have a city that they can just do that in. But in Antigua.
Yeah, we have like a whole area.
Yeah, we have a whole built up structure.
Okay.
Use that to your advantage.
Right? Like, where? Right? Damn, that's a fucking good idea.
Like a marketing degree does use sometimes.
Right? Free? What? Yeah, I hear this, people. Don't steal that. You know what? I just edit it out. How about that?
You might as well. Next
nah.
Thing you look up, I realize them meant for Hadid.
It would be them. It would be them. Those guys are villains.
First race tournament over at AUA.
Ah, man, those people. Wow. I just still get over getting so much stuff. Like, isn't it like a monopoly at this point?
They own APC, which is who you have to buy power from. They literally run the country.
Wow. And Robin own like what? APUA? Oh, no. If they own.
Nah.
See? See, they still win.
He's the minister over it, but he owns everything else.
And I didn't know how he bought shares in Antigua because I hear like he had a whole bunch of shares and stuff. And I'm like, wait. They even go to buy that at the bank? Which one?
Nah, there's a stock exchange.
So you just go in and just give them the money and say what you want?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. And some places more like you have to get, you know, like they offer it to some people so you can buy in or, you know, they give you like a voucher for it. It really, really depends.
Hmm.
It's like right now you can buy shares in West Indies and stuff.
Yeah. I think mommy did that, do something the other day. But I don't know how exactly. I didn't ask her how exactly she went about doing it.
Okay.
So you can do stuff like that. But it's like, still, it's low-key. And it's not your everyday person. Because you know, majority of who makes up your everyday person in Antigua, and most of those people aren't people that's going to be doing that stuff like that. So it would be generally low-key. But not for any reasons of it, like the goal for it to be low-key.
Are you even, man, it's so weird to sway Antiguans to some direction. Because they don't know what going to tickle their fancy. Like, for you to build hype around stuff. Because I was telling everyone, like, why more people in Antigua don't build, like, upwards instead of outwards? And he's like, that's just not the culture, the nature. Like, everybody want their own house and land. And I was like, yeah. But she never taught them the glories of apartment complexes. You know?
There's no glories of a couple.
Y'all share one yard. That's, you know, wow. Y'all can go out and do burgers together. You know, y'all are always neighbors. And you never have to cut your grass. And, you know, place. I don't know. This is, more space, I guess. And you get independence faster. Because everybody live with somebody. So you have like your own spot big enough to, you know, keep you comfortable, big enough if you have a significant other, not big enough if you have a child.
Because you don't know how much rent costs in Antigua. But
I say that, yes.
Because rent is very, very, very high. Like, very high.
I feel like
even if you're renting in country. So like, that's already excluded.
I feel like that's all greedy people who try and look for fast money in a sense. It sounds selfish to say it like that, but like, it don't have to be that high. They're just like, what's the most? Maybe they're trying to pay back. And after they pay back, they're like, why stop? You know?
Yeah. So that's what's excluding a lot of people from rent. It was just cost of living in general. Like, it's not the most economical decision to, like, go and rent somewhere. But unless, you're then again moving in with somebody else.
Yeah, right? That's what I was telling Jaron, too. Like, the way how things set up right now is, like, if they're forcing you to cohabitate with somebody. So I'm just like, they don't give you prices for single people anymore. You have to have a roommate or partner to rent efficiently.
Like, imagine you gotta pull somebody to base status out of the talking stage just so you can pay rent.
Right?
It's like, dang, let me stop leaving in my rent. Can't afford rent this month.
Right? Because now you have to go talk to the person so you can figure it out.
Right? Can't get into no argument, otherwise you're homeless.
But I'm thinking, like, if everybody's making like rent expensive, doesn't the guy benefit who sells like lower than everybody else? Because I doubt he's gonna have a loss unless he have to pay water bill. Like, if you tell them they pay their own electricity, like utilities, and then they pay a low rent, they don't win overall, and you don't lose since they're taking care of those amenities. All you have to do is like worry about repair, and you can state shit in their contract like, nah, do your own repairs yourself.
I guess it could be, but everybody's in it for profit at the end of the day.
Yeah, but so, if they don't get the business and I do, like, all them not going to get forced to, like, drop their prices?
Nah, because people still renting from them, no? So why I must make a $700 rent when the person next door is charging $700 US?
Yo, want me to tell what's wild that you said that, Danielle? Because Antiguan people, let's say they have Antiguan prices at $800, easy. And then an American person comes out and they say, yeah, it's $800. And the person like, oh, okay. Not knowing that there's a currency difference and he was talking EC, but you just gave him US. And you didn't even correct the person. Okay, like, well, if you can pay it that simple, she don't want it.
There's this restaurant that is beyond the beach by work and he got a different local rate. Like, I came out and I was like, I need a hat. The place was real hot. And he was like, hold on. And he whispered the price to me. He was like, yeah, that's for you. And then the tourist walked up, was like, oh, I love that hat. How much is it? Quote her the same thing in USD. I was like, get your money. Reparations, I guess.
Nice, yeah, I read that still. Black prices and white prices. I mean, local prices and foreign prices.
Yes.
Yeah. But suppose that was the case. Like, let's say in this world, like, is like by law in businesses that black people should get a lower price, right? But none of the other people who don't work at these places know this. It would be impossible to keep that secret now that I think about it. But let's just say, right? And in this situation, black people get, like, let's say everything is $5 and white people have to pay the fluctuation rates. When the white people finally realize what's happening, you think they will put us back in chains?
I don't think they need that much for a reason.
Okay, true. Y'all getting paid. Okay. It's surprised that Jaron is not on here. And he said he's gonna be here.
No, he couldn't get on.
I haven't spoken to Jaron in like, I swear it was one time, I think I was talking to you on WhatsApp, and you happened to be talking to Jaron the same time, and I was like, bro, is that Jaron?
Hmm.
He left Antigua before you, right?
Yeah, he left the 2016, I left the 17.
Right, I was down in college, my
Trini,
life,
yeah.
Black business, and I was trying to eat some doubles and live my life, and then boom, I come home, one summer, Jaron gone, and then the summer I finished school, you were like, yeah, losers.
I dipped.
I was like, damn. Vanna was right. She looked at me the day you left and she was like, Timon is never coming back.
Vanna dramatic.
Yo, she got worse, yo. Like, it's worse now.
Hell yeah, it's not Peppa Pig.
She got a rapper name and stuff now.
What?
She's Von Von.
Jeez. Von Von got bars.
Oh no, they're awful. They're awful. Like, she and Sinai have a group and it's terrible. You know, you gotta encourage your little dreams. Because you never know. I don't want them to say that, you know, I'm the family member that popped up when they made it. I got to be the one that was in their corner the whole time.
Right?
Pin them up. Oh, y'all trying to do YouTube? I got a camera listener. You need lights?
My first number one song I made when I was like 6 years old. And only Daniel was supportive. She said, I'm going to make it. This song is something. I believe in it. And I came back and I revised it. And now it's going diamond. And everybody could be like,
watch me end up in the outro song.
Good job. That's Daniel Adlib. Good job.
Take a voice note to when I was being encouraging and have it spliced in the beats.
You can do it, Von Von. It's actually a hard name now when I say it now. Like, imagine if she was like an underground rapper and she was doing like rap battles. Oh, that'd be so sick. Just by the name alone, there's so much like you can do in terms of like flows that you use and throw your name in it. Actually, maybe not. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
Because you haven't heard the music. That's why you overthink it. If you did, you'd have very, very low expectations, okay? Look, the dancing, they have, like, choreography. The worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Listen to me.
Tell us things, cool.
They really need to, like, go be a doctor or something. This is not for you. But just in case it is, here I am in your corner.
Look, hear this, right? Somebody, my friend, I got to share with y'all right now. My friend today sent me a link to a song on, I call this thing on Spotify, right? And it's called Virtual Sky. She said one of her clients came in and said that his daughter is into music. She's about to get signed by a record label, right? And he just wants everybody to put the word out there and spread the stuff. And that's why she spread it to me, because he was right there next to her when he said to do it. Right? So I was like, all right. So y'all need to hear this song and tell me if this girl gonna get that deal. Okay? All right. Y'all can see the screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't hear nothing though.
Wait, y'all not hear nothing?
No.
Wow. I am here doing a whole dance and grin. Y'all need to communicate properly.
I thought it was just me.
So y'all just saw stuff?
Yeah,
but no sound. So I was like, oh, is it loading? Is it?
Okay, my bad.
Fresh morning coffee always tastes so good. Your favorite brew puts you in the mood. It gets your mind going, your ideas flowing. Ready to rock and roll. Working for the man gives you all the feels. Seems so real. The coffee's even better here, and so's the beer. Up in the virtual sky. Raining up a storm, gonna break some norms. Break some bigger balloons with Western saloons. Potato factories cranking up the heat. Golden ghosts can't be beat.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I think she can get away with this.
Yep.
The coffee's even better here, and so's the beer.
It's gonna go viral on TikTok and she gonna make some money. You better stay in this girl's DMs.
Maybe. I don't.
Failing troubles. Nowhere to go but up. You're the rising star in the sewage bar. More work now. Need a caffeine cow. You're now the greatest, but no one cares. Only your cat and the judgments that flare. Can't live the dream with no caffeine. Working for the man gives you all the.
Okay, all right, you know. What do y'all think?
I want to know, what was this for? What was the goal here for her?
At first, when I started hearing the beat, I was like, oh, so this is for a kid's show. Cool. But then I was like, there's no way this is for a kid's show. And I'm listening to her stuff. I'm like, why are there balloons and ghosts? And why is she working for the man that gave her the feels? And I'm like, what is... what's going on? And she said something about a garbage bar. I was like, hey, what? And in virtual sky.
She put the lyrics on walkthrough.
Bro, she freestyled that whole song. She literally was in the studio and she was looking around. She saw the man ghost statue from, like, I don't know, Mario Brothers or some shit. So she's looking around like, oh, go, ghost. And it's just, she saw that she's just saying stuff because she don't know what to say. And she paying for studio time and she have to do something.
She's like, look, gotta make it count.
Right?
But you know what? It could work, you know. See, she need me the manager. What she needs to do is start a YouTube channel and just make songs like from some AI generated lists. Because it would come over just like that this.
Shit, bro. Keep doing that shit.
And then keep Oh my god, Daya, you know, to make money. This is a solid good idea.
I'll bring Daniel up on the team.
Dog, she said it and this is me. I would listen to that.
You're listening to that now, so
I'm listening to it now. Someone's like, I could do it some more.
Yes, at least one of them have to slap.
One of them will.
And even if they don't slap, they still gonna follow. Remember how I used to follow that that Canadian dude, dog John Lejoie?
I'm listening.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm listening.
Oh yeah, it's like the same effect. It's like he wasn't making bangers. You ain't gonna hear this shit on the radio. He not getting a record deal. But like some of the songs he make hard, so he end up being in the playlist. You check, but then at the same time, the rest of them just kind of hit, but they're still freaking entertaining as hell, just like what she doing here. You check, and that's a formula that works. You check,
does it though?
It does if you keep going.
Okay, everyone.
But at some point, your creativity might hit the, you know, like damn, there's only so much done. Well. I guess that's it with failed comedians, right? Everybody starts off and they are like, yeah, I'm going to do this shit. And they run dry. And then just like, well, there goes that dream.
Okay, everyone, tell me what song harder than this? I'm bringing it back.
From John Lejoie. My bitch is gay. Hitman in a top try. See a man topless. Even a stick is gay.
Hugging my brothers and say that I love them, but I don't swing that way. You know, they're still catching my head.
The trap still running. The thing about this is, right? That's not even like... told Doja Cat. Like... he has other music.
Oh yeah, no, I heard them. Cause I felt bad for just listening to that one song. Yeah. I went through a couple of them. They're not bad.
They're not. Like I find it funny because like it's the same thing with Doja. Because she was making music before until she did Moo. And then that's what blew up. And like he's been doing music for so long and then he writes a song about Doja and that's what blows up.
It's an interesting song, and I feel like it's because of the sample that like they use, like the R&B sample. Yeah, because I see DJ Khaled tries to do it with that one with Drake and Lil Baby. What was it called again? Something with Tanks? Nope.
Staying alive.
Mm-hmm. Because like in my head, I'm just like that feels like cheating. I'm just like you're saying stay alive, like that's the chorus, and I was like, you know, it's what I'm thinking about, and you know why it's so catchy to me. Like, it worked once, it's definitely gonna work again.
Yeah, cause you never mind. You're like, oh, damn it, you're good.
Right?
Like, that's like the reverse effect of when people hear the Miss Independence rhythm and they think they're gonna get cartel. And
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, as much as you're disappointed, you're not that disappointed.
Yeah, you're like, oh, it's still good, but still. Like,
yeah, I just mean have to sing this other song. So, like, that's exactly it, Daniel.
wanted me to lie, wanted me to cry, wanted me to die. Real life.
Right? Once you hear this, you're like, I'm listening to the song.
Yeah.
Right? Try me 100 times. Nah. I like this song, but I definitely like every time like little baby cutting. So like there's the beat change and everything, and then he just comes in all cool. Nah, little baby sick.
He is wrong. And the thing is, isn't I don't rate him? But for some, it's the timing that he came in, right? He came in at a very hot time.
A hot time.
A lot of music going around. And it's like, yeah, he climbed to the top, but I was busy listening to the other shit.
Oh.
So it's like, baby, we came up on that, like, he up there before I started to actually give him attention. But not because I didn't feel like he didn't deserve it, but I was literally just occupied with everything else.
They were bringing up music. Everybody was bringing up music.
New artist stuff as well as the regular one. So it's like, I'll listen to the regular one, you know? Yeah, you check. And I'm like, yo, it's just a lot. I know, yo, I'm not going to learn all these songs at once. And I literally listen to him when I listen to playlists, like Turned Up or like Rap Caviar, you know, like those stock ones on Spotify, you know?
They give us too much.
Up in the playlist, but like, I've never been like, yo, that new baby dropping. All right, I've been like on that like that. But he deserved that type of status just because the man is hot.
Watch me put out the album in the next 6 months. I already got hits. One of these days, I'm going to play it for y'all. Actually, I could play one. No. Anyways.
You know what? I'm going to support you just in case you blow.
Hear that?
Yeah, I said I never believed in you.
Jan, I get none of this money now. Jan, I was a hater.
Because I know what? I brought up my dreams to everyone, and everyone was like, "Oh, this man really a trip." Like, you know who's in my corner?
Hey. Nah. A good thing of making judgment calls, you have to know what you're up against. our negative don't mean don't do it. It just means you have to prepare for mash that.
Okay, I'm gonna cut this one out the edits. You thought I was done? I can't read a gun.
The thing is, I forgot to put that part again, you check. So literally, they said, I was like, oh yeah, he's not done. Yeah. It's not to be taken. Well, I don't want to say it's not to be taken seriously, but it's for fun. It was for fun.
Okay. Y'all out here doing music and whatnot. I'm going to be able to send to y'all when.
It's just, you know, I have a mic. I have GarageBand on this computer. Why not?
If that woman gets signed to whatever late record label she's getting signed to, I'm gonna quit my day job. Join up like, hey, yo, I got stuff too.
You check?
That's the thing. If she gets signed, ask if she want management.
And that.
Then people got on that, boy.
I have a specific demographic I could reach.
No.
Daniel, you've been here with us for like what, 5 days? We try not to go over 3 hours with the voice notes. I think we started late too, but like, yeah, because I'm trying a new thing. I don't know if people appreciate the 3 hour ones. A few people said that they like the shorter versions, so I try to break them up in two. So because I post like every 2 weeks, you're probably not gonna hear these until like next 2 months or 3 months. So maybe the next time when I get you on, Jan will be here and Jan can pester you, because Jan had a story about in primary school and it had something about planning a murder. And I don't know what you know about that murder, but I think
you mean when he was trying to kill me?
Yeah.
Yes. Because we shared a best friend at the time. So me and Jaron used to have beef back in the day. We used to have a best friend, and he figured I was monopolizing our best friend's time, so he decided he was going to kill me.
Mm-hmm. So tune in next time to figure out if Daniel retaliated.
Is that?
that would have been more funny. God, I should have went that route. Like, stay tuned next time to see if Daniel's alive.
Am I the ghost that has been haunting Jaren since he was 7 years old? Find out next week.
The Daniel that you hear speaking now is actually your younger self.
Figment of Jaren's imagination.
Yep.
He took on my persona.
Jaren actually has split personalities.
I can believe that.
Every person he ever hurt, he just have their like personality like memorized. So now and then to atone, he just switch into them. He's like, whoa.
The boy absorb them.
I should write
stories. Imagine him getting through, going through something and just switch over to him being 7 year old me that he killed.
Right? Oh. Is this the premise of what do you call it? Split? Is this
That's the movie. That's the movie. We rewrote the movie and made it black.
Bro, that would be so sick. It was like black themed people, right? Because then, like, if you're a troubled child and somebody's like, come here, let me cut your tail part. He's like, ah. And he has to literally run for his life because he's like traumatized by that. It's like each of them have a different trauma. One is seawater, the other one is not getting chicken. He just goes into a frenzy, you know? It'll just be sick. Like some weird kryptonite stereotype. That would be sick. Why are we not remaking movies? Because we're poor? God.
That's what about this says, like, who is funding this? You want me to send you my bank account?
Robin Yearwood, like, listen, I can get you 5 extra votes next year. Talk to me. What is that worth?
Not even a $10 food brand Chinese.
Oh, what are Chinese doing in Antigua right now? Like, y'all hear anything about them? They've been like a secret base onto the island.
Nah, they have a massive embassy though.
Behind Pierce? Or down by the gym?
McKinnon's.
McKinnon's down by
Extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kinda. How do you even got this way? Oh shit, that's the piece of land that they were crossing out next to the beach?
No. That's the special economic zone. Oh. But the place up by McKinnon's is crazy. It's an electric fence that run right on the ground. It's wired right down. Like, it's crazy.
Man say, yo, this is China.
Supermax, that's it.
Man say, right here, this belong to China. This is China. So,
ni hao. I'm trying to get into that building. See, when they take over, make sure I got somebody on the inside.
Give me the heads up. Let me apply.
Watch me paint over mommy house red and gold. So we got the Chinese flag. They know that we live with them. We're not a threat.
Whole house in your short and sickle. Is a sickle on a star? Or is a star?
How many stars is it? I don't even know.
I think it's one star and a moon or a sickle. It ain't matter. We know China is a good place. We love China. Moving on.
Thank you.
Yeah. You think that's the reason why Canada left, like Canada embassy left Antigua? Because like Chinese are moving in? Because like even Americans, they left. Or no. American embassy still in Antigua?
No.
Okay, so the two of them left. So I wonder why. I was like, these black people still won't pick no more sugar after we gave them, like, I don't know. How long is independence?
30, like 8. 41? 41 years. 41.
Yeah, 41. After 41 years of letting them not, you know, turn sugarcane into sugar, they're still not, you know, and kind of say, all right, we're leaving. Going to Jamaica.
We're out of here.
I have no idea. It's probably something probably happened. Who knows? Who was in charge of the country at the time? They probably did something.
A bird.
They probably didn't like how somebody was moving out. They didn't get some kind of concession that they wanted. It was like, you know what?
I would love to be a politician for like a term.
Yeah, I just need to let me be prime minister for 1 year.
I was just like, yeah, I want insight. I want to know what they really feel right now. Because I know it's definitely more than what everybody knows. Because if everybody's to know everything, it's a problem. Like, that's just, the world wouldn't work without secrets.
I think otherwise. I feel like if we have a certain level of transparency with the government, it would serve them better. But everyone thinks not.
I think that would work in a, you know, like society of educated individuals who can make educated judgment calls based off of the information in front of them. Because the people who make the most noise at the end of the day on the things that the government is transparent about is never in a, I mean, yeah, you have the groups of people who are actually talking in a, you know, constructive way, but it's never really like done well amongst the rest. It's drama, it's gossip, it's reason, like, you know, like when you don't like somebody, anything that person do, you see it as, you know, something against you type of mentality. That's what it is.
But at the same time, the information changes that, though. If people had more knowledge about things, they'd be able to make more informed decisions. So the same cycle keeps on repeating where it just becomes like, you know, a voting pattern based on family history and not on actual policy. because people don't actually understand the policy. So if you're not educating the people about like what is actually happening in the country, then it's never going to change the perception, because we're just going off of face level stuff, or we're going off of sound bites, or like, you know, a headline on TV News or all. And not actually.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the information that's already out there, you know, the information that's currently there, that is, you know, that they are transparent about. It's like, I'm talking about how you're seeing them deal with that, you know? It's like, I get it. Yeah, you can't expect that. Everybody's, you know, obligated to have their own opinion or whatever. But I realize the opinions that tend to take rise and that the oppositions tend to use, they're not using the educated, whatever, whatever. They're using information that the most people are going to rally behind to use as, you know, like ammunition to fire back. And the, like I said, it's not the educated bunch of people that are having these opinions and having them out there open. It's the empty barrels that make the loudest noise, you know, that get manipulated back with the same, you know, based on the same level, you know, you're giving them transparency, but then they're still using that in a negative way.
Isn't that politics on a whole, though?
That's what I'm saying.
Because, no, like, but wasn't that Trump's whole strategy?
No.
Okay, we see that name on here. Like, I'm sorry, overlords. I'm currently in their country.
America, me in America. Are you on them?
people. I am a friend to the U.S. government. Thank you. It's all hail Bush or whatever. I don't know. Leave me alone.
But it's just complicated. I think working with people in general is complicated. And it's like, I feel like it's all going to boil down to, no matter what you do, people are just going to be people. But then at the same time, you still need to do what should be done. But you still have to find a way to do that without it being like it being the reason for your downfall.
Yeah, but if they were transparent at the very least about finances, like, there's too much speculation about how funds are being managed. If you were to like stand up and say, look, really and truly, the country is this poor. We owe like 70 billion people, and this is where we at.
Yeah.
Like, at the very least, you would understand when certain decisions are made. You're like, oh, they did that for people. They had to sell that because we literally have nothing. And we got to pay people's salaries. And you're assuming that, but then you don't know that for sure, because, like, based on how certain things are supposed to work, like, the country should be bringing in a certain amount of money. Like, based on how much you know it costs for people to dock their yachts during sailing week, that's millions.
It is.
Based on what property tax is for, like, a small house like where I live.
And as an educated person, right, you're seeing the main points, the points that matter, right? Now, I'm going to play.
Daniel, you can say what you're saying again, because I just missed the whole portion of stuff. I couldn't hear nothing.
I don't know if it's, so that's, I mean, it wasn't recorded on yours, because I heard everything clearly. So I don't know what that means.
Okay, just repeat it for me, thanks.
What did I even say?
You're saying about them being transparent with finances, so that when they see certain decisions being made, they have an understanding and blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, if the government was at least transparent, if nothing else about finances, you would know how the money is being spent. And even if they were to, like, let everybody know that this is how broke the country is, at the very least, you'd understand where they're coming from when they're making certain decisions. Especially if, like, as a citizen, you know that there's a certain amount of money the country should be making, because it's very expensive for them to dock their boats down at English Harbor and Falmouth Harbor during sailing week. Like, that's millions of dollars that the country makes there. Or based on what your property tax is supposed to be, based on what you're paying for the average home in Antigua versus, like, a Blue Waters, Hodges Bay area. Because they're paying more for their real estate, and they're also paying more for their size of house and for the amount of acreage you have. All that ties into property taxes. So if that money is going into inland revenue, like, where is it? And, like, inland revenue even revamped over the past couple of years, and that they're trying to make sure that small businesses are actually, like, you know, legit. And so, like, even your hairdresser and stuff, now they're paying taxes into the government. So where's the money?
You know? And I see that as,
even if it's just to stand up and say that if all it is going into paying government salaries, at least it's so.
Yeah, you know? Mm-hmm. And I see that, and I'm like, yeah, I want that information, right? I want all that in detail, because I know enough to with that information, I can make an educated decision to say, okay, well, who has my best interest based off of what's happening, right? And I can look at the things that matter, like, you know, like you said, where things coming from, how much we owe, those things, right? That's people that, you know, think like this, right? But the typical person, Antigua, and what you, and literally all, hear all the, what Daniel said, right? What you're going to hear on the radio now is, oh, they said the country broke, but he out there drive Porsche. Oh, he out there have free house and free son out there make this much off of rental property and blah, 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 blah. And them two teeth, where the money gone? Them teeth, that's what I'm going to do. Look why I put that in their pocket. And that's what gets run with. And that's what you hear broadcasting in the motorcades and everything where they should be discussing policy. That ends up being the noise that's out there. So it makes me go, if it would be good information for me, and I would want it to be good information for my people, but most of my people ain't on that wavelength. They're on this simple-minded shit. So when it does come across and it should make an impact, it doesn't. Because it gets taken that way. But I feel like that's changing more because more people be more educated, but the balance with the educated versus the older, you know, there's more older people than younger people. As Tim was saying, if they were to just come out and do all that, it would still end up doing them more harm on both sides, regardless, because of how the information is, you know, given out and how it's translated in the end. It's like, and that's the problem. Why I see it not being 100% beneficial, to be completely transparent, because as much as it would be a benefit, it's still a curse because of what you're dealing with. You know, it's like you have to judge your audience. It's like, I know I'm funny as hell, but if I go up on this stage and say nigger jokes in front of these white people, all the funniness is for nothing because these niggas are gonna laugh. It's like they don't relate, they're not coming from the same place, you know. So it's like you give people enough that they can chew so they don't choke. Because if they choke on your food in your house, it's your responsibility, you know? And then that also means for having that information manipulated so you can still, you know? So either way, it's like you still be with people. You can't win. I don't see a way to win in politics, bro. I feel like politics just won't be what it is because of that.
You see, but that's the thing, though, right? Like, information is also power. And, like, as we know, with a lot of the, in the, we don't have, like, strong opposition, unfortunately. Like, people just rely on cheap tactics and play on emotion. But at the same time, that's what people do to win as well. They play on cheap tricks in order to win. Like, you come around, you do the pomp of circumstance, you make sure your son going off to school, and I put, like, a $500 on you. I make sure you have new curtains in your house, and you always have ham and turkey and stuff like that. That's what people see as a good politician doing, is what you're personally getting, and not realizing that you need to hold them accountable because they're in service to you, because that's what they are, they're in the service industry. Then at the same time, when you see them and you see the disparity between how you're living and your standard of living and how theirs is, then it's always going to be that disconnect, because why am I helping prop you up in power when none of that power is attainable for me? So all I have to do as the opposition is continue to point out that plight for you. You owe your suffering. You're in the supermarket. Yeah, they're rushing and say, oh, it's toilet paper or toothpaste this month. Can't do both. Things are rough.
Right.
But then you see your prime minister driving a Benz. And it's like, yo, we know what your salary is. You make $12,000 a month. You ain't making that much money. So where is this coming from? And yes, he has his private businesses, which you understand, he invested.
Yeah, I can't question that. That's private, bro. You know,
At the same time, you're the head of the country, so you can't tell me, I can't question and audit how you're living, because at the same time, isn't it kind of, you know, unethical for you to be leader of the country and then having all these private businesses doing this, because you're literally making the laws that ensure that your businesses are profitable. So at the same time, if you're doing this, like for me, if I was prime minister, right, what I would have done, you couldn't come from my neck, because if I made a concession and said, okay, I have a farm and I'm taking off this duty off of farm equipment, I'm doing that countrywide. I have more money than you to spend, yeah. So you might only bring in one tractor and I bring in 10. But at the end of the day, you can't say it's just me that benefit from
it. Yeah, you benefit too, yeah. So like in that sense, yeah, no, I feel that. And like I said, that's information that I know I could do well with, me personally.
And it'd be nice if, like, you know, people would just, like, you know, you the party that in power now, whoever it is, would use your platform to make sure that your base is elevated and they're not just looking at you and thinking that the government's job is to give you handouts. Like, you come in and you're begging a politician, bro, they're supposed to help you, that's their job. That's what they're elected for. Like, come and go.
And come and bribe you with chicken, and they say, all right, come give me the vote, and then he don't give you nothing that you want.
Miss Patsy, I have something for you, you know. Oh, your son going to school, okay, we have a laptop here. You know, we want...
You get turned away, you can't pay electricity. So, where are you going to put them? Hey. Don't get spoiled.
Like, you know what? In a matter, then get some jack, then get something in their hand. Right. All antique people want something in their hand.
And God loves the golden days.
You know, come and put some. You know, put on in my hand. You know, like, you look up to people with the power, whatever. Because that's been the dynamic from slavery.
See, so is it education somebody always that needs somebody. To be tackled? Because, it's, like...
I think
a lot of the politician, I'm like, y'all know what y'all supposed to be doing in your position. Like, y'all know what y'all supposed to be trying to do for the country, not for self. Like, yes, and they have a limited amount of time, but like, don't be greedy and use all of it for yourself. Like, think about us. You know what I mean? And
no, mind this... you know, plenty of people eat no. As and that's the thing too. It's like, I guess it's because of not that transparency. There's things I know. That how like policies on both the opposition, the past government and the current government, I know like how their policies and what they've actually done have affected things on levels where the typical person won't know because they don't have to deal with that. You know, I know what this move made cause our business when they did this, when this government did this. I see how when this new government came in, how they undid this and did something else, and now it's more beneficial. It makes it more easier. But it's things on that level that people will never get, right? It's the things that, like simply, like, having a tax on when you come in, like, we have to pay the... Everything's imported, right? Tax. So you're getting the port tax, whatever. You're paying already a high rate because you're importing these things. So they're already coming in expensive, right? And with the previous one, with all the stuff they had in place, it's like, I'm selling this thing. I'm bringing it in for people. I'm selling it for... I'm getting as just a minimal amount of, okay, my profit margin has to be reduced so that people can afford this. So whereas this things, maybe with this past government, I could sell this and I'll be good selling this. At this point with this new policy and what it's doing, I can't even, it don't make sense for me to even sell this particular product anymore because I can't make anything off of it. And if I'm not making nothing off of it, then I can't pay the bills, you know? And it's like, there's a lot of that happens behind the scenes and with the money and stuff. So I get to see that, so I would have a more understanding than, you know, blah, blah, how other things work. And I see how, okay, like they cut back that tax. I see, okay, we're able to do a little bit better here. But now I realize the government overall isn't making enough money and they're complaining that they're poor. And they're, so, I, you know, it's like, it all depends on where you're standing from looking at it too, you know? Like you see different things, you see more, you can, it's and what you can relate to, you know? It's like, yeah, you know, they say, oh, yeah, we don't have farmers, blah, 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 but then there's certain things that only the farmers really know. Oh, you know, and, you know, so there will be, or the big time farmers, the small ones may not get it because they're not operating at scale. But there's always things, always good things, always bad things, but those are never the things that the majority of people are talking about when those are the things that really matter at the end of the day, you know?
It's crazy, you know, because I see the farmers in Antigua really profiting a lot, but in Antigua, the imports like goods that Antiguans produce themselves. So I'm just like, if they have contracts with like certain supermarkets and they have to go to market to sell any other things that, you know, they have in abundance.
Yeah, there's a legislation in place for that, and it's just that the people don't follow it. Like, what's supposed to happen, right? There's like 10 farmers and we all do tomatoes. What's supposed to happen is when my tomato crop coming in, you start a plant. As you're coming in, everyone's supposed to start a plant. So by the time mine finish, your crop already there, we never have a gap.
There's never we always, it's a supply chain thing, yeah.
You see that I'm making money in January, you're like, nah, that's a sweet money. Time to be making money. I'm planting tomato now too.
Right, so bad mind coming.
Yeah, so you dipping into that and like, it's hard to regulate that.
It's hard, then, yeah.
You have farmers crying out because at the same time, like, look, we're not getting the water that we need. And right now, tomato needs to grow. So you're going to tell me not grow nothing when I have this land to make some kind of money.
Yeah, it's hard. No, that makes sense.
That's the hard part. Bro, it's like people fighting up for them kind of things.
See, some people a problem. I wouldn't care about them either.
Like Tim, everything we realistically want is on the table. Everything that people say is actually heard. But it's just literally the fact that I don't want to say it's people, but there's always something that makes it it's not feasible anymore, or as feasible to do it in a way you want to. And if you don't do it that way, it's not going to be feasible at all. So it could be one little step, and we just don't have the extra whatever to make that one step a thing. Because literally, think of this, Timon, right? Think logically speaking, given the situation of any government in Antigua, their responsibility is to govern a country. And we currently know there is literally an issue when it comes to water. No government is realistically sitting on their ass. No actual government is actually trying to do shit. It's going to sit on their ass and really do nothing about it, right? But because you wake up 6 months ago and you in the same predicament you in this month, your conclusion is then I do nothing, right? But literally, they've been making as many steps as they can when they can do it. So it's still feasible. So because they can't just take up all the money and say, okay, well, we're going to make this instant switch, whatever, whatever. It's like everything already has to go where it's going to go. Not just from my government, but contracts that the other government sign, it's still a contract. Yes. I still have to, you know, so it's still, there's everything still connected. Like, see? Nothing is just black and white.
So it's
so, and that's like, where the information comes in.
Yeah, so Daniel was saying with the information, it sounds like there's a lot of people who's just not in the know. So would you have to target this now at education itself? Like, yeah, the people, like the transparency with the information from the government, and then the information that you're also teaching the kids growing up, like, they would have to experience that. So, you're hearing it from both sides. Your kids telling you some knowledge, the government telling you some knowledge, and you learning some knowledge. And it's like, everybody's up to date with what's going on. Because I'm telling you, since I got to, like, I finished school, basically, is when I find out how the world actually works. Like, in school, you don't really know shit about the world. You just learn facts about education for, like, you know, a set of feet. Like, if you ever check out, like, Estonia? In Estonia, they have, like, a very strong education system. And they teach, like, kids from an early age, like, you know, multi-languages. And, you know, just because I hear that helps to, like, increase, like, some fuckery of the brain. Anyways, one of the main parts of it is they teach most of their kids technology, like computer science and coding. So from a young age, they're technologically savvy, and it overall builds their country in terms of skilled people who can do shit with their computers and stuff like that. So a lot of technology come out to Estonia, and other companies just buy them out and just take them. So I think, like, I don't want to say it was Facebook. I think it was PayPal and Uvu and Skype or something came out of Estonia. I could be wrong. But it's like other people just buy them because, like, they're producing so much good work technological-wise. And I feel like if those were, like, implemented in schools, like, you know, just education itself was, like, the curriculum was, like, restructured to help people outside of school and not just inside of school. You know what I mean?
I hear your number, like, who paying for that?
Yeah. And then, no, literally, no, that's a serious question, Timon. Because who paying for that?
And Estonia as well has a head start in the fact that, you know, they were never enslaved. Then they have to come through them kind of struggles. Then they had the slave labor to help them get to where they are. So they can now get to a situation where they can just, like, you know, have these social programs. Like, right now, we're building up our social programs. Like, the money that they're taking out of my taxes is what's sustaining the retired population, because there's no cushion.
Yeah.
Like, who won't pay for that? Like, I'd love it if that was the case. You know, we'd love if technology was, like,
beautiful,
doing, like, the steps up, but it comes down to how we're going to govern things and how people want to govern. Because, like, right now, opposition is campaigning on the fact that they're going to solve the water crisis. Now, mind you, my whole life, we've been in a drought.
Literally,
how in the world are you solving a water crisis? As soon as you
that's what blows me, bro. They act like it just happened,
and then you're gonna play on people's emotions to get into power, knowing you can't help them.
And it's when this has been the same problem for the last 20 years, you check, and the people buy that shit, and they hop on it, breathing or whatever, you know. It was, so, like, you know what, made them, you know,
for believing it, though, because if you're suffering, like, there's people who are going months without running water. That's crazy. So, of course, Of course I want salvation. Why you take out churches, get people in hard time?
That's true.
You're looking for hope. So you're going to sell that to the people. And unfortunately, poor people always get the short end of the stick.
Yep. And that's not Antigua. That's the world.
Yeah.
And I feel that's literally because that's how the world is designed to work.
Mm.
Because I feel like it only works that way. You know, it only works that you have a limited amount of wealthy people, a large amount of middle class that can help sustain the wealthy, and enough to trickle into the poor so that they have something.
Have
so it's, you know, like there's always going to be a need for somebody to work a minimum wage entry level position. You know, there's always that need. So it's like, I just feel like everything is just, it's not designed to work.
That's how economics is founded on the capitalism, right? The wealthy are not wealthy if it's not scarce. That's the value in it being scarce. If all of us were okay and on equal footing, then what do I have to say that I'm doing best with?
Exactly, and somebody got it wrong.
And that's why they must, you know, be like the French and start revolt. Burn something, if you're that bad. Show them you're serious. No, people don't actually burn it. I'm not advocating for arson.
Yeah, you know, it just means like stand up for it, you know? My thing is, it's I want them to stand up for the thing that they should stand up for, because I believe, like you say, you know, like if that's the thing, you know, get up and do something about it, if that's what it takes, right? But I'm saying the problem I have is what I end up seeing, and it's, for example, right? It's like, we're just so, it's like the same thing. Poor people end up on get the short end of the stick. Because look at COVID, right? Were you guys following how COVID, like, was being, like, informed and stuff in Antigua? And, like, so here's my thing, right? Off the bat, my thinking, right? Boom, pandemic happened. This sickness happened. Oh, shit, this shit's spreading. Oh, shit, it's getting serious. Okay, it's probably going to end up here. Okay, this is clearly going to be a problem. All right, how the hell are we going to overcome this? Okay, ladies, these niggas need to hurry up and get a vaccine, right? Going, because that's literally what you cure shit, right? So I'm like, okay, that's my next thing. I'm looking forward to that happening. So this can be over fast, right? That happens, right? And literally, common sense that I think, you know, okay, well, I thought there was common knowledge that this would be the solution to this problem that we clearly have in front of us, you know. And looking at a place like Antigua, we have one hospital, right? All these people, we have one hospital.
And a hospice. Come on.
You know, we have there's private institutions, yes, but as far as it goes, the average person is going to go to Hobbiton. It's Mount St. John's, you check?
So
I'm slipping.
Wait, they changed it?
Yeah, it is.
When?
Like earlier this year? No, when
why?
Maybe this year, last year.
He died.
Oh, when he died.
Just before, they were like, let's give him something.
He didn't have a whole country?
I don't know. So I guess that's not enough.
So this man have a road somewhere.
But just in general, that's all we got, right? So now I'm looking at here in Canada. My aunt works in the healthcare field. She's in management in the hospital. So I know the types of shit this woman have to deal with that's going on in that hospital because of all this. I see it firsthand. I see how this woman started look old, going to work every day. It's like I seen, like, just like, and she not even on the floor. Sometimes she end up having to be on the floor and she's not even a nurse. It's like doing stuff, you know, and I'm like, damn, that's a lot, right? And I'm like, well, clearly, if this is what, and this is what the world is showing, you know, everybody's saying, yo, look at the hospital, blah, blah, blah. Yo, we know we have our one little hospital home. You know, if this is to hit us the way it's going to hit us, we're freaking doomed, right?
Yeah.
We're doomed. Because if America no good, the greatest nation in the world, though, if that place ain't good, right, how the hell are we going to survive, right? So you would think everybody would be on a, yeah, we can't afford for that. You know, but literally, it turned into politics. Literally, the people on the other, this government, the main government, is telling people, yeah, bro, this is serious. Y'all need to do this. And people on the opposition are just like, for the sake of politics.
Yeah.
Nah, they just want to do they want to do this, they want to do that. The same people telling people not to go get vaccinated.
But my thing was, my issue with this whole thing was that both sides dropped the ball. because there was this window. There was this window where Antiguans on a whole cared about what was happening. It did not become political. And persons in the medical community had reached out to the government and told them this is their time to push an education campaign. Let's teach the people what an mRNA vaccine is so they can understand and have informed, you know, make informed
decisions. Yeah, yeah.
And they dropped the ball. Yeah, the prime minister got vaccinated. That was the perfect opportunity for him to have, like, a press conference and show that, look, I am leader of the country, and I'm not asking my citizens to do something that I wouldn't do. They did that private.
He did it private, yeah. It's like, and I that's the call. I'm like, yeah, you fucked up there,
and they missed the mark. And then my issue with the opposition now, they just came in with this misinformation platform and just poisoned a lot of people in a very heightened time, something that was life and death. And to me, that was just negligent. And then the issue is now, like, you know, the government actually pushed back on the information thing. Like, they actually brought in, like, a reality type show thing with different doctors, like not just at the hospital, like people's private doctors, the Dr. John and stuff called House Call, and they taught so much stuff. But it was too late.
Literally, Antigua's already had their mind. And I was looking at it as, you all see what's happening around you. I came at a time where that was happening already with the whole information stuff. So literally every night I'm sitting down with my parents, watching them give information and stuff. And I'm like, how the hell are you all still in darkness when this is in front of y'all? But I'm not understanding the whole aspect. Because
you already got the information telling you,
you know,
it's a conspiracy and the government is pushing this. Because I'm like, if the government was supposed to be making money off of this vaccine, where is it?
Yeah, because I was thinking that you all just didn't know what was going on. I was what the information like down there? So I was like, wait.
All the information is, well, I mean, when it came in, when they did provide it, bro, I'm telling you, compared to what you were getting in the States and in Canada, it was very detailed and very informed, like well informed on all levels.
Yeah.
If you couldn't read, they still put it so you can understand. You check? They should tell you.
Right. They broke it down to a point where there was even like child friendly information.
Literally, bro. Everything they could have done information wise, like when they said shit. And they're like, yo, we need to get this together. And they hopped on it. They gave it their all. They gave that shit, bro.
It's
and
that was just came too late.
I didn't get it, bro. Like, people could still look at that and talk shit and try and convince others of the same thing. And I'm like, bro, at the end of y'all see. And the thing is, the same people that would do it, some of them are the same people that would get sick. Some of them die, right? I'm like, okay, let this be the thing that, you know, and whatever. And they're just like, that was just an off chance. He just had whatever. He's fine. He's dead. Okay, yeah, whatever.
But no, they go say it's that, they start saying how it's, he was fine. It's at the hospital. They gave them something. And I'm like,
yeah, they gave them something at the hospital. It's crazy, bro. And then some people homesick, needing to go to the hospital. And you know, like a husband, he don't believe in this thing, whatever. And his wife telling him, yo, you need to go hospital, blah, 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 blah. And he said, no, I'll go there because they're going to put something in me up there. It's like his last lifeline in his head is corrupt. He already decided if God going to take me, going to take him, because this whole thing is them trying to play God. And this is you know, the things that the Bible told us was going to happen in the end time. And, you know, the thing is 666 and they're using religion. I'm like, bro, it's religious people.
They had me really wild there. Get
specific, say Adventist, because like I didn't realize that the church had in these many dunty bags. Like I was like, bro.
It made you go, wow, this is really who y'all have here. Like literally, that's what the pandemic did for me, Nancy. It literally caused a divide because now I know who dunce and who not dunce.
Right? I'm just like, oh, so y'all not following because y'all love Jesus because y'all confused. Like, this is like a cult
activity, you know,
who walked there from their good jobs because they were like, go get a vaccine.
They said, you need to be vaccinated so you don't, number one, yes, we want you to be, you know, not at risk, but also the nature of this virus is that you not being protected means you're putting other people at additional risk. That's the whole reason why anybody's going to enforce this, because it's not all about you at the end of the day. Because you might not want, it's your choice, but your choice can get somebody else killed. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just accountability as a citizen as well. I see that as basic respect. At this point, it's like, obviously, yeah, I don't want to have to go and get a vaccine or get something that I don't, that's unnecessary. But literally, my driving force for my vaccine is, yo, fine. I, for one, don't want to lose and get sick over this shit. At the same time, I don't want to be the reason that my aunt, my uncle, who gave me a roof over my head, who do all these things for me, who I love and care about, I, with my carelessness, come home and give them something that I could have maybe had a chance to maybe not had I made a bet. You know, I'm thinking this is how people think. This is what is going to translate, and that wasn't there, bro.
No, bro.
I've never seen such, bro. Even now, your people looking at each other differently still. It's like people upset about having to wear a mask. I'm like, yeah, I get it. It's hard. It's comfortable. But I'm taking people too. They don't like to follow. They just, bro, they don't. We just do what we want. We will do as much as we can get to. That's how we are, you know? It's like the fact that now you're telling us to do something is just like outlandish. Like, how the hell are you going to tell me what to do? You know, and then people saying, oh, the carbon dioxide, you're breathing, you're vampirizing yourself, you're killing yourself. You know, it's just, there was just always something, and I was like, yo, common sense isn't common for real around these parts. It stressed me out, dog. It really did, because I would have wanted to see better. Not for the sake of my own benefits, but for my people, bro. These are still my people at the end of the day. You know, this is who we are. This is where we come from. And it's like, I just don't know how to get to it. That's why I say it has to be education, bro. Because lack of education breeds ignorance. And ignorance, there's no freaking... literally, there's no solution to ignorance.
Man, the way how he sounds, like, it was just the bottomless pit that's just getting deeper and deeper.
That's literally how it is, bro. Like, the more real... Bro, you just have to be real about it, bro. You're accepting the fact that, yes, this is a bottomless pit, but what I'm doing is at least trying to cushion the fall. So when we hit the ledges, at least some cushion in there. We're still falling, but we just don't want to fall so hard. That's how I see it. So I'm not trying to save the day so we're not falling anymore, because I don't see that possible, but I want to make the fall as gentle as possible. That's my outlook on it. Because if it was up to me, I would just shut off the hole. Why the fuck there needs to be a hole? It's up to me. Turn off this. Why the fuck am I falling?
So now to get to a reset, we need to like get to another war and then have the recession again, even harder. And then when things go to shamble, we just rebuild. That's the only way.
I say... Whether we go to a war or not is not up to me and you, or, you know, it's that wasn't the power given to me or you. But we can do things to try and rally against it, you know, spread awareness. We can plant our own seed in that way and hope that it contributes to the bigger picture. By the end of the day, if it doesn't, it wasn't entitled to. You know, if it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And life will move on whether you did it or not. The sun's still going to rise tomorrow. So you just have, once you understand that that's what life is, bro, you understand why every day is a fight, every day is a struggle. Literally, you're not playing to win, per se, you're playing to survive.
That's tough.
It is, bro, but like, that's just life, bro. That's literally life, bro. That's why I find myself, I don't stress about things that don't deserve me, my stress. I'm like, yo, why am I always waking up late? I can stress about that.
Yeah.
Because I know I can do something about me waking up late and make efforts and do things, go to bed. I know I'm directly responsible for how I can. That's in my power, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that's how it works.
So. Yeah, I can't stress about you not liking me. That had nothing to do with me.
The only person you have control over is yourself. Those are the only decisions that you have. You have no ownership over anyone else. It's literally you. And what you do and how you control how you react in the world.
Literally.
And once you realize that, ease a burden off you.
And I know Danielle understands that because I see the type of person you are, how you move and stuff. I'm like, yo, I feel like you get it. It's literally like, yeah, life is hard. Yeah, if you have your emotions, you're going to feel shit. You're going to have to deal with what you feel with. But at the end of the day, it's all what you decide to do with it. Right? You can take it and make it your downfall. You can take it and say, well, it's a life lesson. Let me build and come again. You sure? But it's always going to be something. It's literally always going to be something. So when people are crying about it, it's always something. I'm like, okay, well, it was something yesterday too. You know, it's probably going to be something next week. You can't cry about it being something. You just have to make sure you're equipped to handle whatever coming at you. So use that. Just look at it as a game. Everybody's trying to, you know, you're playing against yourself, literally.
I said that's adulthood for you. Every day is something. An everyday car, something.
It's an everyday car. Sometimes you're gonna leave home.
As you wake up, $100.
And you realize, yo, this day cost me $100, yeah, and I didn't get out of bed.
See, that's why you have to commit crime. So here's what we turn Barbuda right into a crime base for piracy, and you just go out.
There's no man's land.
Yeah, yeah. And then we use Antigua as a cover to like protect them. So when they say like, yo, why are there all these battleships over there? Because we're praying for the Spanish army, right? And then we created like some serious like meme pages. Like we're gonna call this one the Bok Bok, so that way we can go and target the president of the United States and say like, hey, yo, you're chicken for not doing this and this, because look how that boy over in Russia talked to you and you just take it. And then we're going to like push them into like beef, like serious beef over like what the cows drink, milk, or they just eat grass and get this. Right, yeah.
There's a pointless drama, a dramatic
one. It's just chaos.
Instigating world wars.
Mm-hmm. No, just on Babylon.
Oh yeah, just Babylon, not us.
It's over there. Yeah. We just had them big binoculars. I put them up on pan. Is it? I don't know if they changed it back to Buggy Peak, but that hilly.
Yeah.
What's with the changing the things?
It's back to Buggy Peak. As soon as this government came in, they changed the word.
Yeah, because everybody was just like, bro, why the freak am I calling this shit Mount Obama?
Yeah. Why you even just?
Oh, one mountain, bro. Oh, one mountain.
How y'all even just decide that? The man even ever came to Antigua?
I
supposedly as a child.
Something, dog. And who did, which government? It was UPP and them. Yeah. I think, yeah, when he came into power and stuff, it was somewhere to honor him, or it was a while after. I don't know. I just remember one day they saying, yep, so we're renaming Buggy Peak as Mount Obama.
Did it even like come over world news? Did he even notice?
I don't know. Maybe you got a plaque in the mail of the picture of the hill. Like, hey, that's yours.
That's how it goes, though, now. Because, like, look at...
It's borderline a mountain, but hey, that's your name.
Look at Stadium. Then when they built Stadium, it was on the UPP, right? But when they finished it, and it was, like, the yellow and blue cheers in the stands. Yeah. And you realize when the government changed, they yanked out the yellow and blue cheers.
That is stupid.
And then they just... But at least they made it to the flag. At least they made it to the flag. They made it to the Antigua flag. So I'm like, okay, you didn't go the other route.
Because when they started installing the red, I was like, I know that's not what I think it is. I know they're not really doing that. And then I saw the flag, I was like, phew. Because that would be a different level of petty.
Right?
You check? I would laugh, though. Every day I'd drive by, I'd laugh. Because I know exactly what took place. I said, got you now, bitch.
In terms of jobs, here you're saying like the housing is crazy. Like, what about jobs? How easy it is to get one of those?
I mean, we're on the cusp of a recession, so not easy. I mean, when you say job, what do you mean? Like entry level? Oh, yeah, like maybe like those, like, you know, the quote unquote low skill jobs. I don't think there are any low skill jobs, but, you know, that's how they like to term them. Even if you gotta serve food at Burger King, like, you gotta manage people.
It's still different if it's like, you know, you're upholding higher standards at a higher standard restaurant, but the same basics still there, you know.
Like, it's a customer service job, and it's never easy.
And you look down on people, like, and people look down on people like that. It's like, I'm like, yo, how is that even fair, bro?
Right, it's a service that you want. Like, you have this job because it's something that you want. You are the customer in demand.
We're here because you want this, for real.
So are you mad that I'm working in the service industry when you want the service?
Never shit on me for that. If I don't come to work, you can't come here now.
Yeah, I gotta service your bends, but like, you needed service.
You need service, so bitch, you're welcome.
So you're supposed to give them the tablet with the tutorial video.
You're gonna say, fix yourself. This whole life.
Since you know everything. But those kind of jobs, like, yeah, I think those are a little bit easier to get. And like right now, season about to pick up in the hotel sector, so you know, of course, there's jobs there. Picking up again. So in terms of that, there's those things, but outside of there, job market is a little hard to break into. And it's also kind of oversaturated in terms of there's very few companies you can go to, at least private sector, if you want to make a certain amount of income. And this is your degree. This is not like back in the day when, like, you know, our parents were like, you know, trying to find jobs and degrees were scarce. Like, everybody, their auntie, their granny, you know, their uncle Kippoman, they all have degrees. Like, so you, that's not like a really a benefit to you getting into the workforce.
So how much business, like, how much people in Antigua like making candles and soaps right now, like as a, you know, business to get by?
Candles?
Quite a few.
Yeah, but then like I said, the whole people make a candle bundle house.
there's a few of them that are actually doing like really good. Like, you know, they have their marketing on point. You know, they charge like the whole scented candle thing, and they're selling like, you know, the candle warmers to go with it and stuff. You have those people, and they have those that are doing the, you know, handmade soaps and, you know, the local this with the aloes and the, that, right? You have those people doing that. So they have a few of those people. It's just that I won't say that necessarily Antigua has too much of a copycat problem.
Bro, they have it. They have it. I think so.
Competition is needed. It's just that our population is just not that big.
Too small. So yeah. It's poaching people.
It's limited, but yeah.
Yeah, five candle shops feels like a lot because the market is small. There's not like so many of them. It's like five.
I think you only have one veggie world.
I kept getting that feeling too. I'm like, yo, they just keep do one person do it, and then 10 people do it, and then the customer disperse, and then nobody getting decent money because, you know,
there's too much. Like, photography is like a terrible industry to be in. I don't know how people are doing this like full time as their jobs because there's like at least 20 million. Antigua don't have a population of 1 million, but there's at least 20 million photographers in Antigua. So,
I think that's where social media benefits them though, because then people want pictures to post. So I think that's a good factor. At least, you know, if people go spend the money. Because I see people doing, gifting people, like, a photo shoot. You know, that's your birthday gift.
Yeah.
You know, see, I've seen a lot of that. So I'm like, okay, at least they're not taking it as the, like, a photogenesis where you need a passport picture and you have 100 million people to take your passport picture type thing. It's, I feel like, yeah. But as, like you said, the whole full-time thing, I feel like it's one of those things that it's like you make money when you make money, but when you don't, you don't. So it's like just...
For that to be sustainable, you need like a contract job. You need to be like on staff, you know, for somebody.
So you have a main... There's something constant because like how does one take out a mortgage and, you know, get a house and all that unless you have a beer to save them?
If I was going to do it personally, I'd tap into the tourism sector. I would be a beach vendor, but for photos. Like, you know, you have those instant print, and I would sell them cheaper than what the resort sells it at. So I would take your photo there at the beach, and you get a print from me immediately. Pay me Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, whatever you want to do. I'll be right there one time. You get your pictures one time. I have your contact information through that one time, so I have to send you digitals. I'd do it right there. If I was going to do photography full-time, that's what I'd do. There's no need for me to go to the same beach every day.
Right? We got options, baby.
I come in, I know I'm sending you a package for this amount. In, out, the sun get too hot, I'm done for the day.
Yeah. So I feel like the people who know how to, you know, find a little niche are the people that are going to strive. It's like I already realized Brian know how what he's doing and Brian making that work for him. And it's only a matter of time till it gets more, you know, better for him in that regard. But at the same time, it's like, I still look at it as damn, like, if this is your main thing, I know I have to clock in and clock out every day if I want to get paid something decent. You know, when you only got 2 gigs a week, that's a lot of days you're not clocking in my book. So it's like, I'm like, yeah, you know, so I see it that way, but then I realize, yo, nah, I guess it's just like the way how that industry kind of works.
It's like fetting season, you're making money, like everybody else in the country. But once carnival done, money done.
Yeah, when people broke, you know, it's like, what next? You know, even. That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't realize, and I guess it's because I didn't grow up buying plenty clothes all the time, but I didn't realize how much people actually buy clothes until, you know, like, I go like Kiala and I'm like, wow, they all really be selling clothes.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, that's a weird y'all have a store open down here. Who buys clothes?
That's a clothing store. I never saw a clothing store someplace where I thought, yeah, I'm going to have one of these and it's going to make money because, like, I know I don't buy, I buy clothes once and these clothes last me for 5 years.
Yeah, like when them guys opened up the hat store. At one point, I was like, it was stupid. But then I saw everybody start buying hats. I was like, oh, he's from gold. I bought a Bulls hat for $150.
And at the same time, I'm still like, yeah, I'm still not going to buy a hat, too. That's the thing. I'm still looking at my, I'm not going to buy a hat.
I'll buy a hat.
So, I'm like, yo, it's just, I feel like it's just, you have to find a way to make it work and make it work for you, you know?
Yeah.
But as
if you're here, you have to be innovative. Like, you know, the other photo idea I would have done, like, your audience might steal it, but it's whatever. I don't have the money for it. But I would do a photo studio, but not in the traditional way. You know, like how we have those people who do like van life.
Yeah.
I would like make a mobile photo studio. So I come to you. You have your event, and there's no need for you to like set up a backdrop right there. That we have everything with us right here, right then. You're corporate. You need something. Then you need headshots. I come to you. It's a fit. We pull up. We park. Once we have parking, we good. You have a full photo studio on the run all the time.
I don't see a lot of people building like, you know, those big storage factories and then putting like sheetrock between them and dividing them up into like studio spaces to work and be creative. So I feel like if they could get one of those, because in my mind, I'm thinking if I ever made the money, like had the resources to like build like this nice factory, I can house different things on it just for like the working class people. Like, okay, I need a place for me to, it's like studios then. So there's a workshop here, there's a whatever shop here, and it's big and it's very detailed. I handle like shit that you need done.
I had that conversation with, well, on two parts of it, with what you were saying with Sherika. Mm-hmm. Me and Rick had that conversation because, you know, where Hertz building is, like when you're going on Airport Road, the whole top level was up for lease. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if I had the money, I would have done what Sherika like, but for video.
Mm. Oh, you see? And I was thinking like that because I was talking to John and Brian the other day and I was like, it's weird how Antiguans don't really push the content thing properly when they have a whole island to their disposal. But when you see people making like cooking shows, it's y'all do a lot for fets. Y'all could turn that into like a series for cooking shows and y'all cook like national dish and have competitions. You know, I feel like there's a lot they can do in terms of the videography sector, but they don't really push that one hard. They're just like, we got drones to take pictures and drone shots and
that's drones are where it's at. And like people doing the FPVs now, like that's pretty much it. And then the same thing, like what you were saying, me and Carly had that discussion about, you know, where KFC used to be on Old Palmer Road.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, if I had that, that's what I would do. But the idea was like small businesses and coming back to like what we spoke to about earlier, like rent.
Uh-huh.
I would do it, divvy it up, and like I would just need to have a lot of tenants, and that way, as a small business, you could rent a place that's affordable. Because real estate is like really expensive. But if like you're divided up in a way, you have space for enough people, then you wouldn't need to charge so much for rent. And then I would have one space that's dedicated as like a pop-up shop area. So it's fully, it's like blank. The walls can easily be painted over. And like if you have like an Instagram business and you're like, okay, I want to do a product launch for like my soaps, but I don't want people coming to my house. Here's a well-established place that already has an interest and everybody knows how to get there.
Mm.
I can just rent this out for that day and have my pop-up shop. When I'm done, I'm gone. That's it. You don't have to worry about nothing else. It has utilities already. It has this and that already. All you need to do is come with your stuff to decorate, your signage in your own.
Yeah.
Strip off the vinyl off the wall. Your store is never there. The next business can come in.
Right? Like,
you know what all this needs though? Money.
Money. Yeah, it's always coming on to the money.
So I was in here on the money.
And I was like, that's one of the reasons why I came to Canada, because I'm thinking I can put in the same amount of effort but just make a little extra, you know, so I can like try to reinvest back in Antigua. Because I have this friend who has a friend that in the States, and she got like she managed to save up like $100 from all the work and hustling that she's doing, and she came back to buy like land to build an apartment complex. So that turnover, like $100,000, came down to like probably $400,000 or $500,000 in Antigua, and she can do a lot with that in Antigua. So I'm just like, seeing $500,000 in Antigua and thinking, how does it not work out for me in terms of like starting a business or building a business? It seems wild to me. I know there's more that it probably encompasses, right? But that's like a very good start. And she just worked in America for the $100,000. Like, it's no small feat to make that much money to save it up and, you know, invest it all. But it's the fact that she's able to do it in such a time. Because like, if I was supposed to be in Antigua and I'm saving to make $500,000, I don't even know when I'll get to that number.
105.
Yeah.
Give or take a few years.
A few years, yeah.
If you sell your body, maybe by 98.
It's in reach. It's in grasp.
It's in grasp. It's close, yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, since I was in state college, I was like trying to figure out, like, yo, how much y'all trying to leave Antigua? Like, y'all been here all your lives. You know, is like traveling to another part of the world to work for like one, maybe five, maybe 6 years and coming back worth it? You know, some people are like, nah. And I get it. Some people don't like travel. Some people don't like move. Some people don't like change. And it's hard to like just change and get up and do another thing in a place that's unfamiliar, right? But like, I don't know. I feel like everybody in Antigua should like go away for a minute. Like, not fully brain drain the country, but go when it come back. And it always bothers me when I know, like, politicians see how the other world, like, the rest of the world works, and they come back, because I be shitting on them because of this fact. Like, I know they go away, see how things are amazing, and then come back, and things are not amazing. I'm like, how you sleep not wanting to be better? Like, if you have to lie to the, they shouldn't lie to the people, but if they have to lie to the people to convince them to do things so it works out for the best, would that be wrong?
Hey, do what you gotta do, my boy. Do what you gotta do. Your goal is your goal at the end.
They're already lying to the people.
Yeah, they're already lying to the people. So I'm just like, what if you just decide, you know what, for the next 8 years, let's lie for a good reason. But what do you think the benefits of that would be like?
Hey, people sell drugs to make it clean, right?
What? Antigua sell drugs? You go to the preschool, oh, they're weighing out baggies. Like, that's right.
If I was prime minister,
but I can start a business, you know.
Yeah. If I was prime minister, we'd be moving coke out of every port.
Right. Check. He's working for Mexico. Like, why not?
Every check. Single port. You, your granny, your unborn child. You are moving coke. Like, what you mean? We gonna get this money up and then make a sizable donation to them big world countries so they can leave.
We just make coke legal. No, we just make coke legal and I open up more fucking ports. Because them Europeans gonna sail their ass over there, dog. They're going to pack all boats and head to Antigua, charge all them to dock there. And then they have a policy that they're not allowed to leave port unless their whatever levels are below a certain amount. So you let the addiction run their pockets and you're run and broke. Yup. No, so you have to deal with them. So why are you using drugs, bitch? Huh? It's not your fault, the drug heads. You know, you just supplying the demand, right? But they're still responsible for their decisions.
You know what we could do? We could go and find a way to import mushrooms, right? And then start harvesting mycelials to make, like, just to get some magic mushrooms going in Antigua, because don't anybody in the Caribbean have that. That's not true. Have full proper access to mushroom. And then we just start a drug industry based off of just mushrooms alone, like magic mushrooms. And we don't even have to sell cocaine or drugs. I mean, weed. When police come, just throw everything in the yard, and they're like, where are the drugs? I'm like, what are you talking about? And then when they come back next week and they realize, like, the whole yard full of, like, stuff, we said, we had a lot of cows. They shit all over the place. Yeah. And it was like,
not this year. Not this year. Sweep it on the road.
Yeah. Oh, those are poison. Those are not drugs.
Yeah, not drugs at all.
Sign in the yard says no drugs here.
Yeah, no drugs. I own animals. Like, it's filthy out here.
I feel like once money is involved, ethics always gets tossed out the window to some extent.
Honestly, if I ever get, like, magic mushrooms in Antigua, like the good kind, and I find a way to, like, properly harvest those shit spores, I am going to be rich. That's the thing I know.
No future. Everybody be hiring shrooms. The kids.
Listen here. They did it in Rome, and look what happened. I know they're not here no more. But they did a lot of marvelous things before somebody came and crippled them. I'm just saying, mushroom builds society.
When you get through with your mushroom money, I want a whole lot of 10K. It's not a loan. I'm not paying you back. You're rich. I just want 10K.
You could just invest in some things and just be a private side investor. And that's it. So you could just hang back and just...
The investment is my bills.
Yeah.
Okay, first off, hit the plan. If you can figure out how much mushrooms Antigua bring in of all kind, we can open up a little kitchen or freezer, basically. A room with a freezer that we can store all these spores, right? And then we can create a mushroom farm. And under this guy's a mushroom farm, we bring magic mushrooms in the mix, right? And we just need one batch. And we can produce our own. We just need one, right? And then we can sell magical mushrooms to people in, like, the communities, which is not going to cause them any harm, per se. And we make sure we give them enough for, like, microdosing, right? And we just provide the whole island and Barbuda with mushrooms.
Oh, no.
Think about it. It's mushrooms. We can get a contract with every hotel on island. And we have 365 beaches. I know it's not that much, that many hotels. But I think it's more, right? It could be.
Have you tried mushrooms?
Not yet. I know it's going to drive me crazy. So I'm not ready. So I'm like, startup plan. No? Yes? Tell me.
And this is how I know we're not built for being criminals, because we've discussed this on the internet.
Oh, yes. Most definitely.
If you all tell me it is, I will hide this episode.
The boy deletes everything. Whole episode. Just to be safe.
All any of us need is, like, some nice venture capitalist to just drop us all some cash. Like, where is the reality TV show for that?
You know what I say? Get it how you can. Get it how you can. And once you get it, make sure it's clean and send it my way.
Wait till I see Drake tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm 20 minutes away from DC. Let me pull up on Biden. Be like, yo, Josephine, run the bread.
Let me take you to dinner.
I'm family, so help me out too.
Be like, yo, Jill, let me take a shift. Yeah, man. We done passed that 3-hour mark.
Yes, yeah. It was nice talking to you. We'll have to do this again some other time.
Yeah, when Jaron, yeah, and y'all can yak at each other. Because,
Is it hour ago when we said, you'll see me next time?
Yeah, that's true. That's when we did that whole closeout about I'm dead or alive.
And then everyone just spark up this whole thing again. Gosh.
My bad. It was me for real.
That's when we can't walk, you know, when man try to leave church and you just chat.
It's still, I'm still going.
I'm sorry, let's go, bye.
That was about to say this should be like another hour.
Check, that's where you go for me.
Alright guys, take care.
Alright, later than you.
Alright, see ya. Holy body, 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 darling, 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 please stop driving.